Welcome back to PMOcast, Project Management Insights. I'm your host, Mario Trentin, and in today's episode, we're going to dive deep into the five stages of project management. Understanding these stages, or phases, sometimes called groups of processes, is crucial for effectively navigating the project management processes and ensuring the project success. Let's start by outlining the five stages of project management. The first stage is initiation. The second stage is planning. The third stage is execution. Fourth stage, monitoring and controlling. Fifth stage, closure. Each stage has its own set of tasks, goals, and mastering them can make all the difference in delivering a successful project. Stage 1, initiation. In this stage, the project's objectives and feasibility are defined, and a project charter is created. The project manager works closely with stakeholders to identify the project's purpose, scope, and deliverables. A thorough initiation stage lays the foundation for a successful project. Stage 2, planning. Once the project is initiated, it is time to develop a comprehensive project plan. A planning stage involves creating a work breakdown structure, estimating required resources, developing a schedule, and establishing a budget for your project. The project plan serves as a roadmap, guiding the project team through the execution stage. Stage 3, execution. With the project plan in place, it is time to execute the tasks outlined in the plan. In this stage, the project manager leads the team in implementing the project plan, allocating resources, and coordinating with stakeholders to ensure smooth progress. Effective communication is critical during the execution stage to keep the project on track and address any issues that may arise. Stage 4, monitoring and controlling. Throughout the execution stage, the project manager continuously monitors and controls the project's progress, comparing actual performance to the planned performance. If deviations occur, corrective actions are taken to realign the project. Monitoring and controlling help ensure that the project remains on schedule and within budget. Stage 5, closure. Once the project deliverables are completed, the project moves into the closure stage. In this stage, the project manager conducts a final review, confirms that all deliverables have been met, and ensures that any lessons learned are documented for future projects. Finally, the project manager formally closes the project, releasing any remaining resources and celebrating the team's success. By mastering these five stages, you will be well equipped to navigate the project management processes and deliver successful projects. That wraps up our discussion on the five stages of project management. In our next episode, we will explore the triple constraint and how to balance time, cost, and scope to achieve project success. Don't forget to subscribe to PMOcast on Spotify so you never miss a new episode. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and colleagues using the hashtag PMOcast. If you have any questions or topic suggestions, feel free to reach out on social media or through our website. Thank you for joining me today, and I'm looking forward to sharing more project management insights with you in the next episode. Until then, Take care and happy project managing.